Hi, ghouls and goblins. Welcome to this week's episode of Normal for the Spider. I'm your host, Mel, otherwise known as Mel of Wands. If it is your first time here, I'm a professional tarot reader and spiritual coach. I began my tarot journey over 10 years ago, and I absolutely love it. I love reading for others, I love reading for myself, and I love everything about the tarot. And I love all things spooky, and I'm currently working with a brand new tarot deck. It is the Legend of Sleepy Hollow Tarot by Nick Lawyer. So I thought, what better way to break it in than to do some tarot readings for you guys? So I put an ask box on my Instagram story and took a bunch of questions, and today I'm going to answer those for you. I am going to read each question with the first initial of the Instagram username that it was submitted under, just in case anyone wants to be anonymous, but other than that, I'm going to jump right in. So the first question I'll be answering today is from P. How can I best support my body and health right now? I have to say that's an awesome way of wording a health question for the tarot. You'll find that a lot of readers don't like to give readings about health topics just because it's something so affected by the mundane world, the medical world, and a lot of practitioners don't feel that it's appropriate for them to answer such a thing when the stakes are so high, but this is a way of asking that will bring an affirmation and a piece of advice that can be used in any which way. Anyway, for P, we've got the Strength card, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Ace of Swords. I'm going to be honest, P, you need to form a routine and really stick to it. The word that really comes to mind for me seeing the Strength card and the Seven of Pentacles side by side is perseverance. I mean, it's frustrating advice to get, right, when we already feel like we're working so hard towards something, but these two cards together especially indicate a need for patience, a need for seeing the process through. The point of a repeated process or routine is that you don't reap the benefits overnight. You do have to continue on a sustainable path with it in order to see the results you're looking for. It's not a one and done kind of thing. And then especially with the Ace of Swords as the third card here, you're needing to persuade or have influence over some part of this situation. Maybe you need a second opinion from a doctor. Maybe you need to be more mouthy and stand up for yourself in a more grand way with your current doctor. Honestly, I even see this in the sense of you standing up to yourself, enforcing a boundary within yourself. Maybe you feel like you want to go have a drink and unwind, for example, but that's not the best thing for your body. Maybe you need to put your foot down and be like, oh, I'm feeling this symptom. I need to go home. I need to rest. I need to, etc. There's also a feeling of mental clarity we get with the Ace of Swords. So maybe this is you taking stock of how far your health has come and kind of celebrating the wins, no matter how small they feel. This could be you looking back at where you originally started on your health and wellness journey and reflecting on how much you've already accomplished, even though there's more that you want to achieve. Then the Knight of Cups and the Star. Okay, I'm getting a theme here of this healing of your physical body and health, and maybe even mental health, having to do with your romantic partnership. Is there some type of hope, some type of sense of renewal, and maybe even like inspiration with your partner that can be explored and celebrated through the betterment of your health? Maybe you have energy to be there for them in certain ways, do certain things with them that you normally don't. So I also see that as a motivator and as a main benefit here, other than, of course, getting better for yourself, because that's where it all begins. And yeah, there's just so much hope here. Whenever I get the Star card in a reading, I'm like, take a deep breath. It's gonna happen for you. You've got this. Thank you so much for your question, P. I am sending healing and hopeful vibes your way. Up next, we've got a question from A. What is coming for me in my career slash business? Okay, A, I am usually the one asking this about myself, so let's see what's in store for you. This is a fascinating spread. We've got the Page of Cups, Ten of Cups, Six of Wands, Seven of Cups, Nine of Wands reversed. I do wonder if you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself with the Page of Cups leading right into the Ten of Cups. Is there something you're not, doing to your fullest ability? Are you seeking out these creative opportunities and being curious and seeing what's possible for you, but not really settling into those opportunities, especially with the Seven of Cups as we move forward as well? Those are three crazy cups cards to get together. I feel like you explore a lot, you see a lot, you touch on a lot. Maybe you are getting yourself out there, you are getting well known, you're doing things on social media, in person, you're really finding your clientele. But at the same time, there's this piece of you that's like, what really is the driving bit of success that I'm gonna have? What is going to carry me forward and be sustainable for quite some time to come? Six of Wands, Nine of Wands reversed. You want to be celebrated and recognized. You want to celebrate and recognize yourself as well. And you don't want to be defensive. You don't want to feel like you're struggling, you're overwhelmed, you're paranoid. Who does, especially in their career? So I certainly think what's next in your career and in your business is to pick one thing that feels really fulfilling and really exciting and joyful and stick with it. You don't have to scatter your energy amongst all these different opportunities and just hope that something sticks. You can center yourself in something that feels right and trust that that will bring you the level of success you're seeking. You definitely have more control here than you think you do. Good luck, A. I'm excited for you. We've got a question from Jay. Advice and what will be tied to stepping into my sexuality, recently coming out as bi. Well, as your favorite local lesbian witch, I love questions like this. Helping people really settle into their sexuality and accept themselves and feel empowered in it is one of my favorite things to do through reading. So let's see what's coming up for Jay. Jay, if I were you, I might actually take a step back from romance and dating for the moment. I realize that may seem counterintuitive because I do remember what it was like to be a girl realizing that I liked girls and I just wanted to date the first girl I could find. You know what I mean? Once you have that realization about yourself, it's like, well, I need to go do this. I need to feel fulfilled by doing this. And that is very important. But what I'm seeing in these cards, Two of Cups reversed, Five of Pentacles reversed, Ten of Swords, is that not only could there still be some heartbreak to heal, which has nothing to do with your sexuality, we all deal with heartbreak, right? But in terms of your sexuality, it feels to me like you need to take this conscious pause and realize what it means for you to pursue other women and for you to exist openly in queer spaces, know your history, understand your queer elders, right? Maybe do some ancestor work if that's your thing. Seek out those who have come before you and those who have already walked this path, whether that's through reading up on your history, talking to other people, and start to trust and have a fresh sense of whichever next person you're getting involved with. Don't bring in past pain, especially pain that's been inflicted on you by a man, and project that onto the next woman you're interested in. Queen of Swords reversed, Page of Pentacles, you're not always going to get it right. The point is, you are brand new, you don't know all the right things to say, and that is okay. It's a vulnerable position to be in, but the right person will navigate that with you and give you grace. And I truly think that meeting people and getting to know what it means to exist as a queer person in society, publicly, maybe at gay clubs, again, if that's your thing, is really significant and really will just help you assimilate into the culture. This is a topic I can honestly talk about for hours. I've been out of the closet as a lesbian for 10 years, and I had to come out in lots of hostile environments and really navigate and find myself when I was 15 and living in a broken home and the odds were stacked against me. So Jay, or anyone else, if you are needing support on this topic, my DMs are truly open. I am here for you. This next reading is for N, who asks, I would love some guidance on love and if I'm even searching in the right place, like apps. Ooh. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at that, shall we? I gotta be honest, is there an ex that you're thinking about rekindling with? Because I actually feel like that might be a good idea, and that might be where you should be looking for love. The reason I say so, we've got the Six of Swords reversed. It can honestly be about a transition, some type of unfinished business, though, and a resistance to change because you know that you're leaving something behind, and you're wondering if, you know, it's the right choice to do so. I've also got the Eight of Pentacles and the Two of Pentacles. So something that you've put a lot of hard work into and you're still kind of, you know, waiting to fully appreciate it and see all the benefits instead of just feeling like, eh, it's just a lot of hard work and it didn't really go anywhere. And then the Two of Pentacles is asking you to find some balance, find some, you know, ability to go with the flow and adapt. Maybe this isn't quite literally an ex, but somebody that you used to talk to, used to pursue, used to have an eye on. There could definitely be some lingering feelings that you can go back and enjoy. I'm just going to pull a couple more cards here to round out this answer. The Hierophant reversed and the Four of Cups. Yeah. The apps really aren't it right now. The dating apps are not giving what they should be giving. I think it's possible for you to find love in a place that you've already been. Best of luck, N. Now we've got a question from M. I love this. Will I get my money back? No context. I have no idea what this is about. Will I get my money back, okay? Okay, this is wild. Two kings and the devil. King of Pentacles, King of Swords, the devil. In that order. You are going to get your money back, but I would not be surprised if it was a tedious and horrible process to do so. It won't be easy. The person you're dealing with or the organization you're dealing with is not forthcoming or approachable. This may even be somebody who has some type of substance abuse issue or controlling nature that makes them a hard person to navigate conversation with, especially when you are asking for something back. And this King of Swords can have a very sharp tongue. The King of Pentacles can be very stuck in their ways, and it's a slow burn. It's a slow process. So get used to advocating for yourself and honestly play their game if you need to. You know, that's not my favorite advice to give, is sink to someone else's level, but it's not in that way. It's like, if you need to say a little white lie because you're dealing with someone controlling and impossible, you know, maybe that's okay. Maybe that's how you need to take your power back and get through this. I've also got the Queen of Cups and the Five of Cups reversed. So appeal to this person or this entity's emotions, you know, make sure that you are getting the proper compassion and that is considered in the situation. Five of Cups reversed, I'd say take that justice and move on. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Go get that money back. I believe in you. My next reading is for a different A. My boyfriend and I found a house we love. Is now the right time and is it the right fit for us? Let me see. Wow, okay. The big message here is that you will know so undoubtedly, unshakably in your bones when it is right. The fact that you are asking for confirmation should be a sign for you to look a little bit deeper within. I have the Star, the Sun, and the Seven of Pentacles to start. That doesn't mean this would be the wrong choice. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of opportunity for happiness. It just makes me wonder, you know, why not hold out a little bit longer? Is this the first house you found that you loved? Is there an opportunity for you to keep looking, to keep pursuing, to keep doing some more work on the back end in order to have the best possible outcome? Is there a reason you're rushing, so to speak? Then Six of Pentacles and the Fool. It's honestly quite possible that holding out is in your best interest because there may be some money, some help coming in. I'm not sure if it's a family member, if it's some type of loan you're looking for, but I also see some type of monetary or material assistance coming your way before you have that fresh start in a new house. Next, we have H. How should I handle sticky situations at work? This is a juicy one. Let's see what's up. Oh boy, exercise some restraint here. You are going to want to scream at people, scream from the rooftops, get your point across. You're going to be so angry and just frustrated and annoyed because you know what's better and you know that you're the grounded one, you're the one seeing situations more clearly. And it's almost going to be like a childlike urge to be heard and to just get what you believe is right out there. That's Ace of Pentacles, the High Priestess, and the Sun. Also knowing that things will unfold on their own. You don't necessarily need to speak up, but just be patient and just let people out themselves and show their true colors. I see the Six of Swords and the Ace of Swords reversed as well as don't say anything, bite your tongue for now. What you say can and will be held against you. So it is better sometimes to not weigh in, especially if you have very emotionally charged opinions on the topic. I think you'll be surprised and relieved by how much resolves itself without you needing to take on any more stress. The next reading is for S, and they ask, what do I need to focus on to change my circumstances? That's another question I love the wording of. It's very open-ended, but it's also to the point, if that makes sense. So let's see where your focus should be. We are coming out strong with 10 of Pentacles, the World, and 2 of Pentacles. So immediately with 10 of Pentacles in the World, two of the best cards in the deck, hands down. They are both all about getting exactly everything you have ever wanted. You know, ending of major cycles in your life, absolute abundance and fulfillment. So your focus is immediately being called there as if you aren't fully understanding and feeling and appreciating the fact that so much has come to fruition for you. You may not feel like you have reached these amazing goals, but you have. You have everything you once desired. And then this Two of Pentacles shows me that, yeah, you just focus on the things in your life that are still difficult, and that kind of is warping your perception of reality. The reality is there is a lot to be grateful for. You are a lot safer and a lot more just taken care of and held and secure than you realize. There is so much for you to celebrate, and it's already yours. The Two of Pentacles does bring up a big theme of work-life balance, so maybe this is a situation in which, yeah, you know you have everything you want, but you're really stressed keeping it up. So focus on giving yourself some leeway, some leisurely time and activity, and not making your entire life about work or pursuing money or pursuing safety and stability, because then you are living in lack. Then it is never going to feel like enough. Damn, Seven of Pentacles and Eight of Swords. Yeah, the only thing holding you back from that happiness is you right now. You're trapped in your own head. You are concerning yourself with all work and no play. So that is what needs to shift right now. That's where your attention and focus is needed to change your circumstances. Now we've got a question from L. Where is my relationship heading? The very first card that fell out while I was shuffling is the Four of Cups. And whenever I see that in a relationship reading, it tells me that you're being taken for granted or you are taking your partner for granted. I also see the Lovers card, the Ten of Cups reversed, the Ten of Wands reversed, and the Page of Wands. There is a potential here for a great love. You guys are connected. You guys are drawn to each other. You guys can possibly have it all. I just think there is some emotional immaturity and lack of action to get through. It seems like your partner, I'm really feeling like you're the one being taken for granted, and your partner is not doing enough for you, not showing you the romance and the commitment and the affection that you deserve. And you guys are both trying to rid yourself of some burdensome feelings. Just feeling weight on your shoulders, feeling a little bit pressured, a little bit overwhelmed. And I think you both deal with that in very different ways. And unfortunately, the way your partner's dealing with it is impacting you. So where's the relationship heading? Honestly, it could be this lover's card. It can be great. It can be beautiful. It can be incredible if you address these issues. Make sure you are not being taken for granted. Make sure you and your partner are not engaging in careless acts instead of showing each other commitment. And make sure that neither of you is feeling overly burdened by the other or by life in general to the point where you're drained of your energy and can't pour it back into your partnership. And we are on a roll with love readings. The next one is from T, who says, a love reading, please. Let's see what's going on, T. Okay, this is a toughie. Five of Wands, Eight of Cups, the Fool reversed, the Star reversed, Two of Swords. Let me start by saying conflict, conflict, conflict. There is fighting. There are disagreements. You are feeling, honestly, like you knew what you were getting into, but you thought you could maybe outsmart them this time. I'm getting the sense that maybe you're pursuing someone from your past that you shouldn't be. It seems like they're only going to cause you more heartbreak. They're only going to cause you another goodbye. You're going to have to walk away. You won't have this fresh new beginning. You don't have this hope that you once did have for this partnership. This is a hard one. If it were me having pulled these cards for myself, I would honestly take a step back from this person. I would either do that or completely rebuild the way that I interact with them, that they interact with me. Really, really work on the relationship and maybe even take some time apart in order to do that. Good luck, T. I am sending all the good vibes your way. And last but certainly not least, we have a question from L. L asks, what am I not seeing that's blocking my growth? Okay, L, this is a tough reading as well, and my heart is certainly with you. I have been here. I've been here. We've all been here. Knight of Pentacles, Eight of Swords, the Tower. That's where we've all been, okay? The Ten of Wands reversed, and the Eight of Wands. Wow. I think the fact that this Tower moment is coming is what's blocking your growth. You are seeking something better and bigger for yourself, but some situation in your life is also heading for disaster and will be falling apart. Now, the bright side of the Tower is that things fall apart so that we can rebuild better structures in their place. Obviously, that is a positive sentiment to focus on and look forward to, but the circumstances surrounding you right now are having to do with burnout, having to do with feeling like something is just taking so long, it's not necessarily working out, you are stuck with these difficult feelings, you feel slighted or like you're missing something, and it feels a little malicious. It feels like it's because somebody is pulling wool over your eyes. It feels like someone is trying to keep you in the dark until that Tower moment where things do finally fall apart. So be aware of the things that can change in the blink of an eye. Definitely look at the parts of your life that maybe just don't fit, even if you really, really wanted them to. What's not working out? Remind yourself that forewarned is forearmed, and the more that you can kind of contemplate on what this Tower moment might be, and the more that you can prepare yourself for sudden changes that might feel chaotic, the better off you'll be. Sending supportive vibes your way, because I know that's not an easy place to be in, but it absolutely will be okay. I want to give a huge thank you to everybody who submitted a question and gave me the opportunity to read for them today. I also want to say thank you to everyone who listened. I really love doing this. And if you'd like more reading episodes, definitely let me know. If you have a question you'd like to have answered here on the show, even if it's not in a dedicated episode, but maybe a segment as part of another episode, just let me know. DM it to me on Instagram, email it to me. You'll find all that info on my link tree, which is linked in the description of this episode. Join me on Patreon if you're interested in bonus episodes. I am double recording every week, and one episode goes public and one episode goes to Patreon. So if that's something you're interested in, as well as my Discord server, classes, tarot spreads, exclusive access to all that type of stuff, that's over on patreon.com/mellofwands. And I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.